Now that everybody has a copy of this in hand, we'll just, we received six bids on the phase, actually phase two, three, and I think four combined. That is to take care of the masonry, external for the entire courthouse, the windows that are to be replaced and the windows that are to be fixed from the basement to the 14th floor, and also re-caulking the masonry, cleaning it and sealing it. The first bid there by Stoddard, if you look at the base plus alternate one at the, his bid, there is $5.119 million. You look at the other three or four across there, it's they're all in the $7-plus million range. His recommendation came back to give it to, I think, was Phoenix Restoration.
Who?
Phoenix, $7.3 million. And almost at the same time, Karen was sending him an email, and I sent him an email saying, whoa, wait a minute, you can recommend, but we have to have a real good reason why the $5.1 million is being bypassed or not recommended. So Stoddard? Okay. And let me back up. Bailey Architect is part of their contract with the ones who evaluated the bids, right?
Exactly.
There was no...
They came back with a
rating. Gerald had done that, or his team had done that, and he had some information that he was going to provide for us in this hearing this morning, but apparently he's not here, and I don't have privy to it. There were just some things that he said he had picked up. The first thing he said was he was the only contractor that did not attend the pre-bid conference, and he also has never seen this building. He bid it from the specifications. He never came over here and looked at it. How that affected the scoring, if you look at the very bottom down there on the contractor, that's the way that the team that evaluated the bid scored, and the Stoddard scored the lowest with 64 points out of, I guess, 100. But the looking at the bid itself, a couple of questions that immediately came to my mind when talking to him was the scaffolding cost. His bid was about $298,000. Everybody else except for the fourth one over there was up in the $500,000 range. And the number of days to complete the work, he says 335 calendar days. Everybody else was over 500, again, with exception of the last one. But there was several different bond costs, 55 for him and 100, almost double everybody else's. Several things. When I talked to Gerald, and I think Karen basically alluded to the same thing when she emailed him, was that, you know, why are his prices so much different? I mean, if he can live with that, he does have a good reputation based on the contacts he had listed. They did do the checks, and there wasn't anybody that gave him any real negative marks. He is using a different masonry company than the others. He's the only one to use a particular masonry contractor. And what Gerald told him basically was that, you know, he talked to him after this bid was submitted, and I don't know if it's right or wrong, but he talked to him on the phone, and the guy was supposed to get his masonry contractor and come back over here this past week to reevaluate, to find out whether he really thought he could do it for the price he bid or if he wanted to withdraw his bid. Right, he cannot change it. Right, so his bid is what it is, but he can withdraw his bid if he chooses to do so. So that was what Gerald had called me, I think it was Monday, and I said, well, we'll go ahead and schedule it, and if you don't get the information back, call me back and we'll cancel it. Well, we never got a call back. Don?
Multi-million-dollar project, that doesn't make sense.
Over 2 million lower than the lowest other bid.
There's something on.
And the number of days of completion, that had to have had some impact on the cost.
Plus, I mean, you've got to look around here too. Weather is.
Are they coming
and
today?
What happens no. into it, if we're going to start having change.
All we got to do is look at the visitor center out on the highway. What kind of night get into it. The company can't perform and goes
exactly,
belly up
and
halfway
if,
through
if
the
they
project.
Go under or something happens, we have to go through bonding. It is.
Well, Gerald did say that he checked the references, and the references were good for what they'd done, that he had information on. He didn't elaborate on that. He just said that he could not find anything to disqualify them based on historical work that they'd done or any kind of references.
You know,
but
if they're comparable projects?
I don't know. The big thing he did say that the masonry company that they were using. And he did check the references on the masonry company, and it was a good company. They have done work before that Gerald and them have been involved in in other counties. So that the masonry is probably the most tedious and probably most time-consuming because, you know, the window thing is they're kind of pretty much cut and dried, but the masonry work is going to be very, very labor-intensive. Chipping out the old grout, seal, cleaning it, rerouting and sealing it again without any damage to the facade. That's pretty critical stuff. Yeah. Well, that's where the miscommunication came in when he told me that he was getting them back over there last week. And I said, well, I'm going to leave it on the agenda. Call me. And apparently he didn't. That was where we miscommunicated, or he didn't understand that. And he said his guy did come Friday and Saturday, but he hadn't got the numbers back from him yet.
I'm looking at the project.
This is Stoddard's references?
Yes.
Mr. Rayo, do you have something?
I just wanted to verify that they did come last week, and Ron took them all through the building and everywhere. So they did come like they promised they would do. We don't know the results yet, but they were here.
Did they come after the bid?
Yes.
So they would have. If we end up going with them as because of the low bid or whatever, then it is what it is. And if they can either accept or reject you know, at that time, doing the work, if that's what, if the court selects them as the initial bidder. Is that correct? Yeah. With justification, yeah. I think he said there was two.
If they demand.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question. Are these companies all from outside the area?
And to my knowledge, we didn't have anybody locally bid it. That's the first question I asked, Commissioner. And it was well advertised. They already have Labiche subbed locally to have kind of the overseer, right, of the any construction going on. He's a local architect, but hopefully there'll be some local contractors used in the process.
Where is Phoenix located? Do you know? Phoenix?
Yeah. Arizona?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, Dallas.
That is, too. It's the other, yeah. Mr. Auditor, help us with our numbers. What do we have set aside for this or budgeted?
4.2 right now, and then the plan is to put 2.1 of the sale of the postal encoding facility towards the
4.2
is in the budget.
And 2.1?
2.1 from the sale of the postal encoding.
6.3.
Yeah.
Nobody yet.
It's been discussed. Yeah, I like y'all's memory.
Pull the tapes. We did it while both y'all were out of budget workshop.
Yeah,
man.
I think it was on coffee break.
Y'all get a lot done when we're out here, don't you?
Yeah.
No, it was discussed in budget workshops.
Yeah.
About the allocation of the sale of the Postal Encoding Center to the restoration project.
Because it's considered new revenue, you certify that, or I certify the revenue, and then you certify the expenses of where to go.
Okay, that's still a mill short.
Based on these prices, it is.
Yeah. Plus, I think the 6.3 is supposed to cover some of that architecture cost, too. I mean, the architect's cost. So you might have to reallocate some of your capital projects for to put this.
Well,
you know,
the other
thing
I'm
is, down the queue.
You can see the time frame here. We're talking about probably 18 months, you know. 12 to 18 months.
Right.
So we're also looking at additional, two budget cycles. And we knew that going in because we had our original number set aside for these phases was about $8 million. But we were also including a little bit of HVAC stuff in there. But it wasn't a full replacement. It was just fixing some of the existing layer handlers and the conduit stuff. I don't know if there's any other discussion. I guess we can't really
I have a question.
Recommendations.
One thing we didn't figure in last week, I was asking about the move. Do we have an estimate of how much that's going to cost?
In this project, there is no moving cost.
Okay,
this is
all
exterior. Well, there's some windows that have to be treated when they replace the windows, but they'll be sealing those from the inside and doing the work, and not, you know, other than just a minor disruption. It won't be any reason or need to have to move anybody, at least at this time.
Eddie, have they factored in, like, say, these windows here, all that wood, that's part of the package.
Yeah, they've got some allocations in here for interior plaster work as well as the window sills and framing. Well, if their best case scenario, if we were to approve this, probably wouldn't be able to get started until May, June timeframe. So you're looking at what, 4 months maybe in this budget, and then finishing up on the end of the following budget, or even possibly into the 2012. Yeah, if, I mean, if it's 500 days, that's work days, I think. That's not calendar days, is that right? It's calendar days? Okay, so you're still talking about 18 months, though, virtually. 365 and another 100 and something. So, well, 16 months, anyway.
Well, when we sign off on the contract, we'll need to certify that we have all the funds available because you're binding the county to a contract. So you'll probably have some internal capital project reallocation to do. And then you'll have to just probably rebudget some of those next year. Yes.
The
because whatever you award it for, we're binding the county to that amount of money.
The one thing I will say that I'm a little disappointed in is that when we chose to combine these two phases, it was with the understanding that I thought that we were going to be saving a significant amount of money by the scaffolding and bonds and some of the other general overhead costs. And these bids, other than Stoddard, do not really reflect much of a savings in that regard. So I'm disappointed that they came in as high as they did, especially with this economy. And from my way of thinking, people hungry, you know, want to go to work, but it didn't reflect in any of the bids other than Stoddard. Stoddard probably number-wise came in close to what I had anticipated, maybe even a little under, you know, what we thought it was going to be. But these others that came in over $7 million, they're probably about anywhere from half a mil to a mil higher than I anticipated, just from my rough estimates. But that's what it is. Sorry for the no-show and miscommunication, but that's all I have. If there's anything else open for discussion, I guess, other than that, we'll reschedule at a later date.
All righty.
Numbers to look at.
Yeah.
All righty. Shirley.
Recollection is they said it was cost prohibitive. Bed-based paint, demolition costs, not as much square footage. My recollection at the time was better off building for that square footage.
I'd have to go get the prints. Ron, you remember? Every floor above 7, right, is the same? Or is y'all's floor? I think it doesn't it tier one more?
Five.
Above 5?
5 and above. Got a lot of.
The other thing, and I don't know how far, does the sprinkler system go all the way to the top now? if we did any work up there at all, we'd have to do a full-blown sprinkler system for this entire building. And you're talking about a lot of money. As big as this is to get it, you know, if you can do minor renovations and things without having to get into that, but if you start really doing major renovations, then the code steps in and governs.
ADA.
Right. Yeah, ADA and fire suppression and. Anything else? Guess we're done. Judge?
I guess so. Well, see y'all at 1:30.